And now, from Global News Headquarters, it's time for News of the Week.
I'm Al Doblo.
And I'm thinking my vote for Kanye may have been a mistake.
As counting in the US election continues, President Donald Trump is insisting he is the rightful winner and that he will take his fight to the US Supreme Court if need be. Joe Biden has edged closer to the necessary 270 Electoral College votes and has begun preparations to move into the White House. When asked what his first move will be when he gets the keys to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Biden said it would be to wipe fake tan off all of the furniture.
Anastasia Palaszczuk has been returned as the Premier of Queensland after an overwhelming win in Saturday's state election. The Labor Party enjoyed a massive swing towards them and have collected at least 50 seats, while the LNP endured a horror show, winning a paltry 33. The LNP has responded to the loss immediately, with leader Deb Frecklington resigning her post after discovering that the powdered mashed potato is a more popular Deb than she is.
Hollywood superstar Liam Neeson has quietly slipped into Melbourne this week to commence filming for his latest action blockbuster. The Academy Award nominee will be in hotel quarantine in the Victorian capital and will then begin production on the new film, Blacklight. When asked how he's handling hotel quarantine, the Taken star has said it's okay, but if anyone takes anything from his minibar, he will find you and he will kill you.
In sports news, veteran coach Wayne Bennett has described Queensland's win in Origin 1 as one of the most satisfying of his decorated career. Queensland upset New South Wales 18 points to 14 at the Adelaide Oval to take an unlikely 1-0 lead in the series. When asked how the Blues would bounce back, Bennett's opposite number Brad Fittler said they will get straight to work, spending the weekend complaining about the timekeeper, Monday and Tuesday protesting the referee, and if there's time, some light ball work on Wednesday.
That's the news of the week. I'm Al Doblo. And did you know that Mooloolaba is not a nudist beach? I do now.
Good night.